just chilling to the vibe, feeling alright. I could do this all day, all night. It's not like I had a choice in this. The taste you left on my lips.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our great pleasure now to welcome the queen of percussion, Sheila E. She has a new song called Lemon Cake. And Sheila, we used to say back in our day that the song will debut, but now the kids say it's going to drop. So I don't know when it turned into that word, but when is Lemon Cake going to drop out of our slippery fingers?
It's dropping today.
I love this song because it's a slow groove, you know. Is it something, the kind of song you always wanted to do?
Yes, I don't do very many songs this tempo, and I do have a handful, and this was one that was written a little while ago. But yes, I do love this type of song.
Now, I'm from the East Bay, as are you, and you think about your upbringing and such a musical family that you are in. What does it mean to you when you go around the world and you think about where you're from and what that meant to you?
Oh, my God. Oakland, I'm born and raised. I think it was the best place to be born if you wanted to be a musician because the music there was insane and still is insane. There's so many artists from the Bay Area. And growing up at that time, you know, radio was really cool. I mean, you could listen to Grateful Dead, Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. There were just so many bands being played on the radio and listening to all different genres of music at the same time. And then my dad being a Latin jazz artist and bringing that to the house, and then he decides he wants me to play classical music, so I start playing violin. I mean, what a place. And then, you know, trying to get in to see Sly Stone rehearse, and you've got the Pointer Sisters, Tower Powers, and then my dad's playing with Santana. Amazing.
Great stuff. And I would probably imagine that, like me, you had a transistor radio on the AM stations like KFRC and KDIA, right?
That's right.
I remember, now I went to high school and college in the 80s, and so you were, you know, just such a huge star, still am. But I remember when I first saw Alicia Keys, and I compared her to you because you were the first female artist I saw that was a great musician who was the lead singer and then also, you know, extremely beautiful. And I'm like, Alicia Keys is sort of like if you took Sheila E. and put her on the piano. Do you ever get that comparison?
No, but thank you. That is really sweet. No, I've never heard that before.
All right. Well, I'll take that one. That one's mine, all right?
For sure.
A couple more questions for Sheila E. The industry obviously has changed so much, and from vinyl to CDs to digital and the way we buy and listen to our music. And it's really a testament to your staying power that you've transitioned through all this different type of way that the industry has changed, huh?
Yes, it has. This is totally different. We never knew it would be this, you know, from tape, cassettes, you know, to digital, you know, CDs, barely even that now, and everything is streaming, and, you know, it's changed so much. But the most important thing that I love about everything right now is that a lot of people are gravitating to music. It still exists. It's alive. It's well. You have young kids. I've been posting young kids playing at the age of 5. They're 7. They're 9. And they're playing as if they're my age playing, you know, professionally. They're proteges. And it's just great to see the young people picking up instruments and learning how to play.
It's great stuff. And did you ever get to the point where you kind of thought with your career, well, you know, I've been there. I've done that. I'm done. Or were you always a work in progress, always learning, always curious about maybe a new beat and a new song?
Oh, for sure. I'll never know everything. And I've not been there, done that. There's so much to learn. Every single day I want to and need to learn something. There's music I've never heard before, you know, searching for music, making up different beats. I will continue to be a student of life, and I think that that's just so powerful because I love learning. It's healthy to, because then you don't stay stagnated in a place where you're never going to grow as a person, as an artist, because you're never going to learn anything. So I just think that it's just healthy to stay in that place.
And a young musician listening to you right now, a word of advice on how to move forward in their career?
I would think we're looking to the young, the youth, the next generation of people to find out, you know, even in music, we're looking up to you to figure out how we're going to make money as artists, because things have changed where the streaming and different elements of the internet don't allow us to make the money. We're almost the only entity or business that does not get their full percentage of what they should make. It doesn't compare to what we put in, like to get a half a cent that doesn't exist for streaming. So it's very interesting. It's a different place. So we're looking for you to come up with a plan so that we can continue to live and use this platform as our career, which is music, to bless other people.
Very cool. And by the way, your memoir, The Beat of My Own Drum, came out a few years ago. Very good. I always wondered, how close were you to calling that book Without Love, It Ain't Much?
it was a glamorous life was a title at one point, but I was like, no, it's not all glamorous. But yes, that would have been a good title. Without Love, It Ain't Much.
Well, The Beat of My Own Drum was the winner. We've been speaking with Sheila E. She's got to run. Make sure to check out the new song, Lemon Cake. It is a really cool, soulful. It's got a great slow groove to it. And, of course, her voice is still A+. Lemon Cake drops today, everybody. Sheila E., you know, as I said, big fan and local girl makes good. Really proud of you. Keep up the great work.
Thanks so much.
Okay.